if you want to know the insights of what happens behind the scenes at the world's best breweries and how those breweries are creating these amazing beer outcomes, this is the place. G'day brewers, welcome to Quality Focus Pro Brewers. This is the pilot episode, the trailer episode of this brand new podcast. My name is Hendo and I'm the founder of the Rockstar Brewer Academy, and I'm joined by Adam Adzi Shell. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, mate. How's yourself?
I'm very good, very good. Mate, tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're doing here.
Well, mate, you asked me to be a co-host on your podcast, which is a long time coming, which is awesome. Happy to be involved. Thank you. And yeah, basically, I love craft beer. You and I are pretty good mates. And I work for Hiker Brewing in Brisbane, just taking on that role. And yeah, you just get to talk beer. So I'm excited.
You are one of the many people who have hassled me out for a long time to go and start a podcast. I have had a podcast, or I have still currently transitioning out of another podcast, which is industry related, but not my area of focus, which is The Boss and the Brewer, but we're wrapping up that show shortly.
Yep.
But I've been hassled for years, you amongst many of those people, for me to go and start a podcast about brewing technical topics and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's good to be here. As I said before, my name is Hendo. I'm the founder of the Rockstar Brewer Academy, and I'm a coach and mentor for professional brewers. A lot of people mistake me for being a consultant, like a brewing consultant.
The word that gets thrown at you.
It happens all the time, but I just need to be clear. I am not a brewing consultant. I am a pro brewer coach and mentor. And so the difference between the two is very simple. A consultant walks into a brewery and tells the head brewer what to do in their house. And I find that gives me the ick, basically. And so, because having been a head brewer at a number of different breweries over the years, the last thing that I want is someone, a stranger, effectively, to walk into my brewery and start telling me what to do. And so I consider myself to be a coach. Oh, well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So the difference between a coach, consultant tells you what to do. As a coach, I'm a guest in your brewery and I've got lots of knowledge to share. I know what works in a brewery and what doesn't work, or things that work for me. And I'm very giving in giving out lots of frameworks and that sort of thing. And how the head brewer chooses to install those things in their brewery is entirely up to them. But the outcome is the same. And the thing that I'm passionate about is beer quality and making better beer. So, yeah.
Is that the reason why you wanted to do this podcast as well, so that you get to just have another avenue where people can take tidbits of this information, or is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so for the last, since I think 2018, I've run a YouTube channel, and I have found in the past that, like, doing YouTube videos where I'm speaking to the camera like this, it doesn't feel very comfortable for me to do scripted content. I'm not a particularly good writer. But I like to have a conversation and a chat with people. And I think the podcast format gives me the ability to be able to have a chat and speak to some cool people. So the idea of what we're going to do with this show is, what we're not going to do with this show is that this podcast is not about brewery sales and marketing and branding and tap rooms and all that stuff that's part of a brewery business.
That's me.
But it's out, but not in the production floor. That's you. But what we do, and the other thing that we won't necessarily do either, at least intentionally, is there's a lot of great pro brewing podcasts out there. You've got the Master Brewers podcast. You've got Adam Makes Beer. I was on his show last year. It was a lot of fun, and we had an amazing chat. We are so aligned on how we make beer. It's amazing. Yep. And I really enjoyed that chat. But the thing is that we could do this podcast and I could give lots of tips and tricks, right? And just overload you with tips and tricks. But what that doesn't do is it doesn't solve the problem of what are the best breweries in the world doing behind the scenes to make really high quality, consistent beer.
Yep.
And so they're the things that we're going to talk about here at Quality Focus Pro Brewers. So if you're looking at the best way to dry hop a beer or the right temperature for this yeast strain and that sort of thing, go Google it, right? Yep. The answers already exist out there. But if you want to know the insights of what happens behind the scenes at the world's best breweries and how those breweries are creating these amazing beer outcomes, this is the place.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I'm sure I'm going to learn stuff as well that hasn't even come across, like the multiple breweries that I've worked in and the information that I've been able to gather. Like, because I've got a podcast as well as Aussie Beer Voyage.
Yes, Aussie Beer Voyage, yes.
Yep, and I talk to breweries all the time and not just brewers, like owners and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, I've learned a lot of stuff from them as well.
But exactly, and we should make it clear that even though you are a, like what's your job title? Is community engagement?
Yeah, community engagement manager sort of thing. Yeah,
community engagement manager. You are still a brewer and you've been a brewer for many years. And I have a part-time job. On Mondays, I teach brewing at a local technical college at TAFE Queensland, and teaching and coaching are very different things. And you are one of the graduates of the program.
Yep.
So you know how to brew. You know how to brew in a professional setting. So you belong here.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, no, I think it'll be good. And I think, as you said earlier on, it's a place where it's that extra bit of information gets shared that you don't think about necessarily. You've got problems with your brewery or things that are struggling with, but you can't Google and find one answer. You end up Googling, you find 15 answers just from people's opinions rather than knowledge.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the reasons why I started not only this podcast, but the Rockstar Brewer Academy, was that, like, if you're a head brewer in a brewery or a brewer in a brewery, and you're trying to achieve a specific outcome with a specific beer quality outcome, the challenge that you face is that where are you going to find reliable brewing technical information? And so when I speak to a lot of brewers, there's a few different places where they go and get that brewing technical information. Number one, they go and ask a local friendly head brewer in their town and just get in their ear and ask lots of questions and that sort of thing. And that works for a little while, but eventually that head brewer that you're picking their brain, they've got a job, they've got their own brewery to run, and you're going to wear out your welcome eventually. And although we say that we don't have secrets in the industry, every brewer has their own sort of tips and tricks and things.
Yep.
They don't necessarily share 100% of everything that they do. Or maybe it's stuff that's just embedded in their brain that they just execute without even thinking about.
Yeah, just some of them.
Muscle memory sort of thing, exactly. Second place that brewers go and get information is books and reading and internet research, right? And so you can go and there's some amazing books out there, and I'm pretty sure I've read all of them, except for Scott Janisch's new IPA book, which I'm about to start.
It's a good book.
I'm sure it is. I was hanging out with Scott Janisch last year in, where was I? Was it Ho Chi Minh City? Yeah, I was in Ho Chi Minh City. It was great.
Yeah.
And like you can go and read lots of books and go on the internet and do lots of research. And there's so much information out there on the internet that it's like drinking the knowledge through a fire hose, right? There's a lot of information out there, but it leaves you unsatisfied because none of that knowledge that you go and find on the internet is actionable that you can go and install in your brewery. Sure, you'll get some little tips and tricks, go dry hop at this temperature or whatever, but nothing's going to give you that holistic outcome that's going to generally make your beer better.
Yep. Have you got things that like you start with that you go, this is what I need to know first, or do you go?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's some pretty fundamental basics out there that every brewer should be doing when they start. So for example, the top three things that brewers come to me with challenges around is understanding brewing water chemistry. That can be one of the dark arts.
Yeah, it is a big one too.
How, It's huge. It's huge, yeah. Right? And there's so much information out there that you just don't know where to start or what outcomes you're trying to achieve. Minimizing dissolved oxygen, right? So that the tolerance around dissolved oxygen in beer is so low that the instrumentation that you need to be able to measure it is really expensive.
Yep.
Like you're talking like a $30,000 C-box or something like that.
And DO pickup is everywhere.
It's everywhere, exactly. And if you can just keep an eye on that, you're fine. And then the third one is carbonation, which is really interesting. I speak to so many brewers out there who don't understand fully the physics and the chemistry of around how beer carbonation works.
Yep.
And so they're basically carbonating beer like a homebrew, and it's taking days and days to carbonate a tank of beer. And so just as an example, in the teaching brewery where we were hanging out for a year, you're not getting that back, by the way. we were carbonating 250 litres or 2.5 barrels of beer in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it really is as easy as that. And
just
and
carbs so, yeah, so, in that tank.
Exactly. So there's that sort of internet research sort of thing. And then the other place that brewers go to look for information is the forums. Now, you've got the professional brewer forums out there, and I dislike them. And this is at the core of why I started the Rockstar Brewer Academy, because I really hate that when you go and ask a question in one of the public forums, that you ask a question and you get six different answers and everyone says, oh, you've got to do it this way, and if you don't do it that way, it's shit.
Yep.
You're not helping me, man, when you say that, because every brewer, as in the person, is different. Every brewery and its equipment is different, right? And there is no right way or wrong way. Ingredients are different, and there's no right way or wrong way to do something in a brewery. And you're going to get lots in this show. You guys are going to get lots of tips and tricks from me and the guests that we plan to have on the show. And I don't profess for a second to know the right way to do something in your brewery. I've got plenty of experience. I've been a professional brewer for over 15 years, and I've worked in lots of different breweries of different sizes. But that still doesn't make me correct, right? And so the plan is for this show is to share my experience and share my knowledge and bring in some really talented people in the industry. And I'm very fortunate because I get to travel all over the world and participate in beer competitions and speak at conferences. And I've got access to a lot of the world's best brewers and the world's best industry people. And we're going to get them on the show and have a chat to them. And I'm really excited.
Me too.
to get into that and share their knowledge and that sort of thing. So yeah, the professional brewer forums is something that I'm just not a fan of at all. They're not very productive because the way that people behave as a random internet stranger, as a keyboard warrior, just doesn't work. And then the lowest common denominator that where a professional brewer can go for knowledge and advice is homebrewer forums. And my opinion is very strong in that regard. If you're a professional brewer, you should not be seeking knowledge from hobbyists.
Thanks.
And I get exactly. And I understand why people go there, because they're just seeking knowledge and it appears on Google. And just because some homebrewer anecdotally says that something works doesn't mean that's actually true. And so there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so the object of this show is to cut through all of the misinformation, get the right people in front of you, whether you're sitting in your car or you got it playing on the floor in your brewery or something like that, and really just get some good knowledge and some good information. I'm excited about that. Adzy.
Yep, mate, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Like, I'm really looking forward to, as I said, peeling back the layers of different aspects of the brewing process and equipment and all sorts of things that it makes up beer. And there's so much to it. Like, it's a pretty simple process. Like, when you learn brewing, you go, oh, it's a pretty simple process, the steps, right? But every little process is so detailed and involved. And then each of those little processes has their own little processes within it. So it's great and it's important. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out, all these little gems and new things that we get to learn. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Making beer is easy, right? Like, anyone can throw some hot water at some grist and boil some wort and chuck some yeast at it, and you're going to make a beer. It might be
if they were doing it thousands of years ago.
Exactly, right? And so making beer is easy. And the analogy I like to use is making beer is like throwing a dart through a window, right? Now, if you've got a big window, I've got a big window sitting right over here and that sort of thing, but I could have my back to the window and throw the dart backwards over my shoulder, and that dart's going to go through the window.
Yeah. Right?
But the difference between making beer and making beer well is nothing changes. It's just the window gets smaller.
Yeah. Right?
And so there's a lot more precision and a lot more, you've got to be a lot more calculated and all that sort of thing to make that beer well, right? And the other thing that's really important that you touched on there before is that often when people are planning a brewery build, a lot of the people who plan a brewery build, and I'd say it's the vast majority, are home brewers who choose to become professional brewers.
Well, and that's surely the dream, isn't it?
It is the dream, and I get that, because like when you're home brewing, you might be a very talented home brewer and you go and brew beer at home and you give your beer to your mates and your mates drink a pint of your beer and they go, oh my God, this beer is amazing. You should open a brewery. But the thing is that why are they saying that the beer is amazing? It's because the beer is free. Like, I fucking love free beer. Right? If you give me free beer, I'm going to say this beer is amazing. But the thing is that when you go and make that investment, whether it's $100,000, $500,000 or millions of dollars into building a brewery, the thing that changes is the brewer's relationship with the drinker. When you're a home brewer, you're giving your beer away for free. When you become a professional brewer, there's a financial transaction involved. Money becomes involved. And so what happens is when that relationship changes between the brewer and the drinker and there's a financial transaction involved, you've got to step up. As a brewer, you can't disappoint, because that punter, and that's what I call beer drinkers, I call them punters if you're not Australian, that punter is paying their hard-earned money, right? And what they deserve and what they expect in return is something from a professional, not a hobbyist.
Yep.
Right? And so if you're going to go and drop $1 million and go and build a brewery, right, you have to step up as a brewer and provide the beer that it provides value to that consumer, to that punter. And it changes. Your relationship between you, the brewer, and them, the drinker, changes dramatically when there's money involved. Right?
Yeah, and you've only got a couple of shots at that before they'll go, they make you that.
One
beer.
Shot.
You yeah.
One shot. So if you're thinking of building a brewery at the moment, right, your beer from the very first batch, and when you open, you go build that brewery and you brew your first batches of beer and you go open the doors to your brewery. If your consumers will always come to a brewery solely because it's new, whether they're craft beer fans or not, people will go to a brewery for no other reason than it's new and they want to try it, right? If your first batches of beer don't meet the expectation of that punter, okay, then they will drink the beer, they will be disappointed, and they will not come back, right? You get one shot because you're new, but whether you get that repeat patronage and therefore create a growing, financially stable brewing business, because it's tough in 2024 to have a brewery, that's where you've really got to step up right from your very first batch. You can't treat your consumers, your punters, like a guinea pig and experiment on them. Your beer has to be good from the outset. Yeah, if you're building a brewery, you're in for a good 12 months of pain once you start brewing beer, because you're going to be dialing in your equipment. Batches of beer are going to go down the drain. You're going to fuck things up, and that's totally okay. Right? That's normal. A good brewer puts bad beer down the drain.
Yes, indeed. And you and I have both had our fair share of bad beer that should have gone down the drain.
Shit, yeah. Don't regret it for a second. Right. But the thing is, what makes good beer? Okay. And so I think what makes good beer is the three pillars of a quality focused brewery. Is basically the three pillars is equipment, recipe, and process. Okay. Now, as often as homebrewers who seek to go and build a brewery and become professional brewers, right? They're all about the equipment. They're like, oh, what brew house am I going to get? What should it be? Electric? Should it be steam? Should it be gas direct fired? Should I have a mash lauder, separate mash and lauder tun? Do I have a separate whirlpool? What size should it be? How big should my brew house be? That's fine. You can brew great beer on almost any equipment, and that's cool. And then next thing they focus on is the recipes. It's like, what malt am I going to use? What's the hop combination I can put in my IPA? What yeast am I going to use? And that sort of thing. And lots of pilot brewing and recipe development and all that sort of stuff goes on just to worry about recipes.
Yep.
But the thing that's missing is process, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting in your car and you're listening to this podcast now and you're thinking of opening a brewery, and let's say you're at the point where you're doing your recipe development right now, you're testing recipes, maybe on some, it might be on homebrew style equipment. That's okay. That's where recipes get developed, right? Or let's say your brewery is already running and you've got some equipment you're not happy with. I need this bit of kit or this bit of kit and that sort of thing. Ask yourself this question, right? Is that, what would the, if we took your equipment and didn't change a thing, and we took your recipe and didn't change a thing, and I walked into your brewery and said, hey, mate, just go take the day off. I'm going to go make this recipe you've left me. Who would make the better beer? Right? You go brew it, and then I go brew it. Who's going to make it better? Right? Granted, I've got 15 years of experience. I'm trying not to blow my bloody trumpet here, but I'm just trying to make the point is that I've got a lot of knowledge swimming around in my head about process, right? And the difference between someone who just joins the Rockstar Brewer Academy community versus someone who's been in for years and years, as we have, is those brewers who've been in for ages have got their process dialed in and set, right? And they could go and walk into your brewery and make your recipe on your equipment shine, right? And it's a beautiful thing. So process is not something that should be ignored when you are looking to put together a brewery. You don't need fancy equipment. You don't need a complicated recipe to make great beer. And you don't need overcomplicated process either. But you do need equipment, recipe, process in equal measures in order to make awesome beer.
100%. You learned that at TAFE.
That was my job.
That's right.
So basically this podcast is all about that. We will talk about equipment and recipes, and we'll touch on those things, but the main focus of this podcast is about the process. What are the things that sit behind though and sit in amongst that the world's best breweries are doing to make those amazing beers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're sitting listening to this podcast now, what is your favorite brewery right now? What's the brewery that's really floating your boat? Are making the beers that you really love. And it could be any brewery in the world, right? And then ask yourself, well, what are they doing that you're not? Right? And the key thing most common that I see is that even the world's best breweries are on a continuous improvement journey.
Yep.
The next batch of beer that they make is slightly better than the last one.
There's always trying to improve.
Up and down shit. It's like they're just getting progressively better over time, right? So if your beer quality journey right now is all up and down like this, then you haven't got your process in place just to make the next batch of beer slightly better than the last batch, right? And all you need to do, right, and I don't care if you've got no equipment at all, right? You've got what you've got resources-wise with your equipment, and you've written your recipe, and I'm sure I'm 99.9% sure your recipe is great, right? There's nothing wrong with your recipe. But what's the difference between you and where you're at now versus that brewery that you're a massive fan of is they're just on this steady upward trajectory of continuous improvement. And all you have, and you're not going to be like that overnight. You're not going to be the world's best brewery overnight, right? But as long as you correct yourself and right the ship so that you're just on this steady upward trajectory of continuous improvement, mate, great beer is inevitable.
Yeah.
And it's an exciting journey.
Look back and see where you've come from, and you can tell that you're increasing. Like, you'll see that not just in your beer quality alone, you'll see that in your taproom sales and your customer feedback, all of those sort of things. It doesn't just
come absolutely
from you and your staff knowing that's things. It's as all these outside influences will also start to show you that those things are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. The three measures of a good brewer and a good brewery would be the sales numbers, 100%. The brewer doesn't have direct control over the sales numbers. There is a sales and marketing team within a brewery operation, of course, and the tap room. But if your beer is good, it's going to sell. There are other factors that influence that, obviously. But and I suppose it's fair to say that there are a lot of breweries with great marketing and sales out there that are making pretty average beer. So yes, I acknowledge that sales and marketing does that have happened. That effect. But having a good tap room experience and getting that positive customer feedback, oh, your beers are really good. And as much as I loathe untapped and rate beer and all that sort of thing, I don't like IPAs, one star.
Yeah,
a factor in whether you're doing a job. If people are enjoying your beer, then that counts.
Right? Yep.
And case in point, go back to your favorite brewery, right? They're probably doing well on Untappd. So as much as a professional brewer, I loathe Untappd and rate beer and all those sorts, all those consumer-based, opinion-based websites, they're quite important. Do I take what they say with a grain of salt? Sure, but yeah, it's important.
It is a factor that you can measure stuff from.
Oh, absolutely. It's just take the broad W or L. And then the third thing is winning awards in commercial brewing competitions. You have to put your beer into competitions and have them assessed in a blind setting by a trained palate against a style guideline. And I can hear a lot of people groaning in the background going, oh, but I don't brew beer to style. You do brew beer to style. You just haven't worked out what style
that's right
to yet.
Yep.
There's 150 odd styles of beer in the BA style guidelines. We generally don't use BJCP in commercial brewing competitions. And to have your beer assessed in a blind setting where the judge doesn't know the brand of the beer and only has the liquid and some words that designate the style, and their job is objectively work out how well that beer matches that style and are there any faults or off flavors in that beer. We'll do an episode. We'll talk deeper about beer judging and that sort of thing. But a lot of brewers, they poo competitions. They go, I don't want any competitions. They go, it's too expensive, or they just go, nah, no, I don't brew beer to style. And that's a cop-out.
Yeah, I love beer competitions. So I think that, as you said, you need to put the beers in there. And the good thing is too, you can... That's also another measure. If you consistently put the same beers into multiple competitions over the course of a year, which I've done this year, beers, you can see the results of the changes that you've made and the feedback that you get from those competitions of the changes you have made to improve your beer and what's come
100%.
Back.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. There is nothing like getting some objective feedback from judges. Now, I'll be the first person to admit, as a beer judge, that a lot of beer judge feedback out there is pretty average and can be very difficult to decipher. One of the things we do in the Rockstar Brewer Academy is we focus very heavily on competitions. And after a major competition, we actually get together on Zoom and we decipher judge feedback.
Yep.
Because if you read between the nuances of judge feedback is about reading between the lines, recognizing what they're spotting, and then making the necessary changes to either equipment, recipe, or process to achieve an improvement in that beer.
And a quick one too.
Yeah.
You need to be aware as well, I think, as a brewer that you don't know. Yeah, you're a brewer, but you're not necessarily going to be able to pick every fault up in your beer. Like diacetyl for me is massive, whereas oxidation, I've had to teach myself what oxidation is to me, whereas other people can just get it straight away. And you don't have to be perfect at everything and know all of that stuff. That's why the competitions are great, because you do have these people that are strong in so many areas that the whole lot is elevated up.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Every person has your palate is as unique as your fingerprint. And when you put your beer into a competition on the day, you might get a panel of judges that just don't see the things that they see, or they see things that you don't see. But that said though, do well in a competition, win some medals, win some trophies, some best in show trophies or style trophies or anything like that. But you've got to admit it, right? If you won a best beer trophy in a competition tomorrow as a professional brewer, you'd be going, yeah.
100%, that. Yeah.
But the thing is, but on the flip side, that a lot of brewers, they get some negative feedback about their beer and they get all butthurt about it. They go, oh, I got some negative feedback. Oh, the competitions are shit. No, they're not.
No.
Maybe your beer's not up to scratch and you need to face up to that fact.
Could be as simple as entering your beer as the wrong style. There's, as you said, we're going to go through all of this, but there's, it could just be as simple that you just put it in the wrong style. And I've been guilty of that myself. Didn't read the guidelines properly and put it in as the wrong one. And sometimes it's just a simple mistake.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I hope that gives you an idea of what we're going to be doing here at Quality Focus Pro Brewers. I'm very excited about the prospect of this, and I want to let you guys know how you can keep in touch. I want to make this a two-way conversation. I want you to go and pester Adzi and have some fun. He's a bloody character. I love him to bits. So basically, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, head to qualityfocusprobrewers.com, and that will take you to, you can see all the latest episodes there and download them and subscribe and all that sort of stuff. We're on Apple and Spotify and YouTube podcasts and all of the things that I'm learning about right now. We also have a Facebook group as well. So if you go to qualityfocusprobrewers.com, there will be a link there to take you through to the Facebook group. Now, I will stipulate that the Facebook group is called Quality Focus Pro Brewers. Now, homebrewers, if you're listening, I love you. I am a homebrewer myself, but this is a safe space for professional brewers only. There, you will get asked some questions in order to get let into the group and that sort of thing. And I'm very good at picking out personally, if you get into the group, I personally tick the box to let you in.
Yep.
And there are loads of resources out there for homebrewers, but I think you need to keep homebrewing fun. Focus on the equipment, focus on the recipes, have some fun. We're here to talk mainly about process and quality. And although that's important for homebrewers, we discuss it in a context that homebrewers, it's not going to give you much value, right? So again, I love you homebrewers. I am a homebrewer and I want you to make better beer. And I hope that you get something out of this podcast and out of the content that I put out there. But yeah, this is that group is strictly for professional brewers only. And the other thing as well is you can catch us on social media. So Instagram and YouTube at Rockstar Brewer. Facebook is Rockstar Brewer Academy. You'll see some social links on qualityfocusprobrewers.com. And TikTok, which I don't understand, but I post to it. You understand it, Adzi.
Yeah, I'm all over it. Yep.
I'm like, I don't understand. So anyway, but post there and that sort of thing if you want to catch us on TikTok, which is at Rockstar Brewer as well. Did I say that right? At Rockstar Brewer for TikTok?
I hope you did.
Just Rockstar Brewer. Okay. Did you do an at? Or
yeah, you can do an at. I think an at is just a thing that I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like Instagram.
If you want to message me, you can message me on all the platforms and you're going to get me to respond and that sort of thing. Where can people find you, Adzi?
Mate, the easiest way is on aussiebeervoyage.au. That's where you'll see all of our podcasts. So we're on YouTube. We've got two podcasts. So I do a Pour It Out podcast, which is audio only beer news once a week. Mm-hmm. With Phil from Hiker Brewing, because that's where like good beers are at. Yeah, he's my new boss. Yep. And then we also do like our video podcast every 2 weeks where we've gone out to a venue and we chat to the person in their venue and film their stuff and drink their beer and, yeah, have a good conversation. But, yeah, we're on YouTube. Podcast, Spotify, all other things as well. TikTok, Instagram. Fantastic. So yeah,
and you respond on TikTok because I know you're active on TikTok.
So. Definitely, yep.
Just I know, and the reason why I know you're active on TikTok is because you tell me that you're active on TikTok. So
it's the new Google. If you want something, I'm you'll sure find it there.
So there you go. This is what we're at with Quality Focus Pro Brewers podcast. I'm really excited about what's going to happen here in the coming weeks, that sort of thing. If you've got an idea for a guest, I'm pretty fortunate and I can pretty well access anyone in the world and that sort of thing. So if you've got a guest, just send us a message and we'd love to hear from you and or a topic that you want to hear about. I've got a whole bunch of topics that we've got lined up that are going to be absolutely fascinating, going to go blow your mind. And I'm really looking forward to sharing that knowledge with you. And we're going to do this show fortnightly and it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks very much for listening, guys. And we'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.
See you guys. Cheers.